Your favourite characters were almost played by different actors. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Tom Cruise, Iron Man. Hello and welcome to the Daily Weekly Podcast. We'll be sharing our thoughts on a variety of movies, TV shows and more topics just like this one. So if that sounds good to you, why not consider subscribing? I'm your host, Bradley, and in today's episode, we're looking at several actors who almost played famous roles. So let's not waste any more time and get right into it. First up on our list is Scarlett Johansson as Fantaine instead of Anne Hathaway in Les Miserables. Les Miserables? Les Mis? You know, that film that came out in 2012 starring Hugh Jackman. The musical, which was quite good. Hugh Jackman does pretty well in musical films. Scarlett Johansson auditioned for the role of Fantaine in Les Mis, which ended up going to Anne Hathaway. In an interview, Johansson revealed she had wanted the role and said, "Yes, I did audition. I sang my little heart out. I auditioned with laryngitis," she said. "I think looking at the film now, there's no possible way I could ever tap the performance by Anne Hathaway. She thought it was perfect and meant to be." So that's nice, isn't it? You know, she's not bitter about it. Like, yeah, I really wanted that role, but someone else got it and that's okay. I'm happy with them. You know, I couldn't have done better. Although, I suppose that's a very humble way of, you know, like, it wouldn't look good for her reputation if she's like, "Oh, I could have done so much better. I deserve that role." Like, that's the case for a lot of these actors on this list. It's like, they don't really speak negatively. I mean, some of them have, but they don't really speak negatively of the roles that they missed out on, because it just doesn't look good. And in the age of reboots and sequels and whatever else, remakes, I guess there's a chance, if she wanted to, she could play that role again, because I'm sure at some point they're going to remake that film. Number two on our list is Will Smith as Neo instead of Keanu Reeves in The Matrix, which came out in 1999. Will Smith reportedly passed up on the box office moneymaker The Matrix to star in the film Wild Wild West, which ended up being a box office failure. I mean, I disagree. I really like Wild Wild West. Obviously, The Matrix is more iconic and it made more money, but, you know, its sequels not so much. Will Smith said, "I just didn't see it," he explained. "I watched Keanu's performance and very rarely do I say this, but I would have messed it up." See, again, the actors are speaking highly of those who did get the role. I don't know. I mean, I could see Will Smith in a movie like The Matrix. In the 90s was a very big time for him, you know, obviously with Wild Wild West, Fresh Prince and Men in Black and many others, Independence Day, you know, the list goes on. That was a really big time for him, and he's still a big actor today, so maybe he can get another role if they make Matrix 5 or whatever. Now, the next movie on our list is one that I haven't seen and I don't care to see it. I think these series of films have a bad reputation, although they also have a diehard fan base at the same time. So I'm talking about the Twilight series. In this case, Jennifer Lawrence as Bella Swan instead of Kristen Stewart in the whole series. So The Hunger Games star Jennifer Lawrence auditioned for the role of Bella Swan in Twilight, although it was later given to Kristen Stewart. Jennifer Lawrence told a media outlet that, "I think that everything happens for a reason. I actually had no idea what they were." Stephanie Meyer, the author of the Twilight books, also said that at the beginning of the stage of the casting for the film, she wanted Henry Cavill to play the part of Edward Cullen. It was given to Robert Pattinson instead. Wow, Superman playing the role of a vampire? But it's okay, because he went to someone who's now playing Batman. Look at that, it all works out in the end, right? Everyone comes away good, and Jennifer Lawrence dodged a bullet, in my opinion. Number four on our list is Mindy Kaling as Lillian instead of Maya Rudolph in the film Bridesmaids, which came out in 2011. Now, I think I've seen bits of this film. I don't know. Obviously, I'm not the target audience for it, and I don't know. It's not really my thing. But out of those two actors, I think Maya Rudolph is funnier than Mindy Kaling. I know she was in The Office and, you know, The Mindy Project and many other things. She's very successful and probably a bigger name than Maya Rudolph now, but I don't know. I mean, again, I haven't really seen the film. I don't know the character they're on about, so I couldn't say who I think would do a better performance. I just think Maya Rudolph is funnier. She also revealed that she badly wanted the role in 2011 comedy. She had practiced so much, and according to herself, she was so into it. The role of Lillian was given to Maya Rudolph, and whilst Mindy Kaling praised the cast, she admitted missing out on the part was a real heartbreaker. She went on to star in movies such as Ocean's 8 and Late Night. Yeah, those came out not too long ago. Number five on this list is Liam Neeson as Abraham Lincoln instead of Daniel Day-Lewis in the film Lincoln, which came out in 2012. Liam Neeson turned down the role of President Abraham Lincoln in the 2012 drama Lincoln, a role which won an Oscar for Neeson's replacement, Daniel Day-Lewis, which is He's a very successful actor in what he does. I like Liam Neeson. I'm a bigger fan of Liam Neeson. Although, I mean, a lot of his characters are the same. It's kind of like Dwayne Johnson or Jason Statham. I guess because they're all action stars. Like, Liam Neeson has done things that aren't action, which this film was obviously mostly drama. But, I don't know, I don't think I could see him as Abraham Lincoln. Maybe. Neeson recalled it was shortly after the passing of his wife in a skiing accident that he met with Steven Spielberg for a script reading with the main cast. In an interview, he said, "We started reading this, and there was an intro, and then I saw Lincoln, where I had to start speaking, and I just thumbed up a moment. I thought, I'm not supposed to be here. This is gone. I passed my sell-by date. I don't want to play this Lincoln. I can't be him." Oh, that's kind of sad. I guess it might have been like a down period in his life, given his wife just passed, but... you know, that realization, like, before, I can't do this. This isn't for me. He's definitely not past the sell-by date. It, you know, if anything, around 2012 was probably peak Liam Neeson, this last 2 decades, really. It seems like he really, you know, he would have been cast in this role if it wasn't for this kind of self-realization, actually, like, no, this isn't for me. Otherwise, he would have got it. Maybe he would have won an Oscar as well. As for Day-Lewis's performance of the president, Liam Neeson was thrilled that Daniel played him, and when he saw the film, he was like, he is Abraham Lincoln, this is perfect, perfect. Obviously, Daniel Day-Lewis is known for his kind of immersion into the roles, so that's interesting. And I haven't actually seen this film. I've, like, of all the films on this list, I think I've only seen The Matrix and Wild Wild West, of course, but I haven't seen these, so I can't... That's the thing, I run a movie and film podcast, and then it shocks me where each episode we do, I realise I haven't seen that many movies. But, I don't know. Here we go, on to the next one. So, number 6 on our list is Justin Timberlake as Elton John in Rocket Man, instead of Taron Egerton, of course. Elton John and the rest of the world may be thrilled with Taron Egerton's portrayal of Rocket Man himself, but the musical legend initially had a few other ideas for the casting, including Justin Timberlake. The Crimea River singer first caught the attention of Sir Elton's husband and Rocketman producer David Furnish after he saw his portrayal of John in the music video for the song This Train Don't Stop There Anymore in 2001. David Furnish said, "We never formally approached Justin because we weren't ever at a stage where it was the right time to approach him," as he explained to the Hollywood Reporter. "But he did an amazing job in the video. He put on this prosthetic nose and it turned out to have been some really interesting acting as well." That's interesting. I haven't seen... the music video they're on about, and obviously I haven't seen Rocket Man, because that would be too easy, wouldn't it, if I've actually seen the movie I'm talking about. Some things are just too easy. But of course, everybody does love Taron Egerton's performance of Elton John in this movie, so I don't know. I mean, Justin Timberlake, obviously he has done acting roles, and he is a singer as well, but I don't know, I don't think this role was for him, so maybe it was a sign. Next up on our list is Molly Ringwald as Vivian in Pretty Woman instead of Julia Roberts. I think they would, you know, Julia Roberts made this role. It's so iconic, it's so famous, and if anyone else played it, I don't think the movie would have been the same. So, obviously, famous throughout the 80s for coming-of-age high school movies, Ringwald had the opportunity to break out of a mold when she was handed the script for $3,000. Or what would be later known as Pretty Woman. "I don't specifically remember turning it down," she says. "The script was okay. I gotta say, Julia Roberts is what makes that movie. It was her part. Every actor hopes for a part that lets them shine like that." So it doesn't seem like she was interested in the role, but, you know, the guys in suits behind the scenes wanted Molly Ringwald instead at first, but no. I think if, you know, it would have been a very different movie. And next up on our list is Johnny Depp in Ferris Bueller's Day Off instead of Matthew Broderick. Now, not only was Johnny Depp in the running for Ferris Bueller, so were the likes of John Cusack, Tom Cruise, and Michael J. Fox. So the fact that Matthew Broderick beat all those guys is impressive, because, I mean, I like Matthew Broderick, I'm a fan, but he's not a huge star compared to these other names. Like, all of these other names were so much bigger than him, but I guess, you know, it comes down to who can do the job best rather than who's more well-known. But speaking of Matthew Broderick, he did nearly end up playing Walter White in the TV series Breaking Bad. And we're talking about movies here today, but I just thought I'd mention that little tidbit of information as well. And that'd be very interesting, because again, Bryan Cranston made that role. I just can't see Matthew Broderick playing Walter White. Can you? Let me know in the comments. Now, talking about iconic movies, if there's one of them that is high up on that list, it's Forrest Gump. And Tom Hanks, you know, that's... I mean, first of all his movies are pretty amazing, but Forrest Gump is up there for one of the best, one of the must-see movies. But he almost didn't play that role. Instead, Forrest Gump was nearly played by John Travolta. Yeah, I don't know if that one would have been a better idea or not. Actually, I do know for that. It would not have worked. Next up on our list, as we're getting towards the end now, here we are. The one that I think everyone would be, you know, there'd be mobs in the streets if this was happening. Christina Applegate is Elle Woods and Legally Blonde instead of Reese Witherspoon. Oh, no. Obviously, I haven't seen this movie. It doesn't interest me in the slightest. But they are making a Legally Blonde 3, so that'll be interesting. Coming out later this year, actually. In an interview with Entertainment Tonight, Applegate revealed why she passed on the opportunity, saying the script came along my way, and it was right after I just finished Married with Children. I got scared of kind of repeating myself. Now, last on our list is a Christmas one. I know it's too early for Christmas, but, you know, it's a pretty famous Christmas film. And I'm talking about Elf and, of course, Buddy the Elf, which was played by Will Ferrell. But that role almost went to Jim Carrey instead. Now, obviously, Will Ferrell is kind of known for it. This is one of his big roles, but I could easily see Jim Carrey playing this. Obviously, Jim Carrey played the Grinch and Ebenezer Scrooge, so he's well known for Christmas movies as well. It'd be interesting to see him play the hero type of figure though, that would be nice. But of course, he didn't get the role, even though producers did want him originally, and ended up with Will Ferrell. So that concludes this list. I hope you enjoyed it and learned some things new, because even I learned some things new while researching. So there you have it. Which of these castings would you have preferred, if any at all? Or do you think we all dodged a bullet here? So do let me know in the comments and head over to Instagram at Daily Weekly Cast where you can vote on the polls and our story. So go do that. Link's in the description. But now, it's time for the not-yet-titled news. Dog rescued from drowning after sausage dangled from drone in Hampshire. Okay, that's a very interesting title. So, the Jack Russell Terrier was in danger of being overwhelmed by rising tides when she was found stranded off mudflats in Havant. The dog, called Millie, had gone missing after slipping her lead and was on the run for 4 days. A dog in Hampshire has been rescued from the rising tides with a sausage attached to a drone. That is a very ingenious way of rescuing a dog. And that dog must really like sausages. She was found stranded on mudflats near Portsmouth, the rising tides threatening to sweep her out to sea, prompting a rescue effort to swing into action. Police, firefighters and coast guards tried tirelessly for 4 days to rescue her, but were left scratching their heads when even kayaking to her wouldn't work. The chances of Millie being reunited with her owner seemed increasingly unlikely when a rescuer had the idea of attaching a sausage to a drone with the hope of tempting her to safety. Wow. So they got a bunch of emergency services involved for 4 days just for one dog. I mean, I like dogs. I'm not a huge lover, but I don't know. Is it worth it? Don't hate me in the comments. One of the local residents on the beach where we were flying from supplied us with the sausages. I think they were from Aldi. The woman cooked them up for us and attached them with a string. Luckily, the pork dangling plan worked, with the terrier following the sausage towards the rescuers away from rising tides to safety. The last resort. Wow. So the police couldn't do it. The coast guard couldn't do it. The fire brigade couldn't do it. But a sausage from a drone could. Well, I guess food is the way to a dog's heart. If we hadn't got her away from that area, the tide would have come in and she would have been at risk of drowning, said Mr. Taylor. It was something we had never tried before. The sausages were a last resort. Mr. Taylor said it was a rescue method teams facing the same challenge in the future might want to try. Yeah, keep that in mind, you know. If you can't do anything else, dangle a sausage off a drone and you can rescue somebody with that. And for some reason, they got the opinion of a care home owner called Miss Oakes, who told The Guardian, "Relief just poured over me. It was just absolutely fantastic to have her home." Okay, so I guess she's related to the dog. It didn't specify. I guess they didn't just ask a random person, but you never know with these new stories. So that concludes this week's episode of the podcast and this week's installment of the Not Yet Titled News, which I'm thinking of maybe developing into a little spin-off of its own. Let me know if you want to see that. If not, I might just do it anyway. Tune in next week for another podcast episode. And if you like this one, check out the playlist for plenty more, because we've covered other episodes just like this one and some different ones too. And if you like the podcast, why not head over to our extras channel called Daily Weekly Extras to watch some of the best bits and funniest moments from previous episodes. You can find all that linked in the description. But I'll catch you later. Bye.